This is Patricia Raskin Positive Living on News Talk 630, WPRO, and 99.7 FM. The program that brings you practical strategies and positive solutions to help you live the kind of life you really want. To speak with Patricia and her guest, call 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the second hour of Patricia Raskin Positive Living. We have a fabulous second hour for you. I'm very fortunate to really have a world-renowned guest who's a New York Times best-selling author. My guest is Debbie Ford. She's the best-selling author of The Dark Side of the Light Chasers, The Secret of the Shadow. Her other bestsellers include The 21-Day Consciousness Cleanse, The Right Question, Spiritual Divorce, and The Best Year of Life. She's the founder of the Ford Institute for Transformational Training, and you can log on to DebbieFord.com. She is the co-author with Deepak Chopra and Marianne Williamson of the brand new book, The Shadow Effect, Illuminating the Hidden Power of Your True Self. And for those of you that are, have logged on to 630WPRO.com, I'm holding the book up here in the webcam, and you can see it, The Shadow Effect. Welcome, Debbie Ford. It's wonderful to have you on again.
Oh, so happy to be here with you.
Thank you. All right, let's tell the listeners first. I know the Shadow Effect is a book. It's also a movie. What the shadow is, what our shadow side is.
Well, our shadow side is all the parts of ourselves that we hide or deny or repress. It's sometimes the person that we say, I'm not that, or I couldn't be that, or I would never be that. So it's kind of our, you know, our evil twin, so to speak. And sometimes it's our most magnificent light, depending on if it's a dark shadow or a light shadow.
So, for example, if it's a dark shadow, it might be the part of you that doesn't tell the truth or is cheating or, you know, has lied. And you say, but I never do that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's the part that we see in other people that we judge. Most of us try desperately to quiet our mind as people walk by us or come into our office space, you know, or drive by us, and we're judging and we're saying they're so selfish or they're so stupid or they're such an idiot or why did they do that? You know, they're so mean. And this is anything that we see in the outer world that we are affected by, that we have energy that we're pointing our finger at and shaming. It would be a shadow aspect of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And what you write about, and in your movie as well, you talk about that in the shadow, that if you keep pushing it down and you don't admit it, that it's like a beach ball. You call it the beach ball effect, and it'll come back and hit you. So you're repressing all those feelings.
Yes, and I think the greatest way to show that, which I do talk about a lot, is road rage. You know, we're driving down the street, we're singing a song on the radio, we had a good day, all of a sudden somebody cuts in front of us, and what happens? We go into a rage. That's an example of the beach ball effect. You know, we try to hold our families together, we try to be the perfect parent, you know, everything good, and all of a sudden our son doesn't do what we want them to do, or our daughter, and we're like, you selfish, and we call them the same names that we were called. And what's happening here is, I say, imagine taking a beach ball and putting it under the water, which most of us have done in a game, right, in a pool or the ocean. We know it takes a lot of energy to manage that beach ball. Well, for every quality that we've disowned, for every quality that we were shamed for when we were young or that we decided was unacceptable, these are like little beach balls that are beneath the surface of our conscious minds. Mm-hmm. And then what happens when we take our attention off the beach ball? You know, all of a sudden, something comes up and hits us in the face. It's like dieting for 7 days, staying in your commitment, right? You're going to do it. You're in your power. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of the seventh night, you get up and you go finish a pie downstairs.
Right. Right. Or you say, I'm never going to see that person again. And you stay away for a month or two. That's it. And then all of a sudden you see them again.
Exactly. And so the shadow effect and the work that I do is about finding these parts of ourselves that we've suppressed, that we most likely loathe. You know, we've made them so wrong inside of our own consciousness and making peace with them, which most people say, how can I do that? I hate that. I don't want to make peace with my selfish self. Mm-hmm. You know, I've worked my whole life to prove how selfless I am. You know, I don't want to make peace with, you know, my father was cheap, and I don't want right. to be cheap like him, but yet the person doesn't have any money in the bank because they're giving it all away trying to prove they're generous.
But, Debbie, if it's a shadow side, if it's a negative aspect, should we be embracing it, or should we be, you know, not really liking it and trying to bash it and get rid of it?
Well, we definitely want to embrace it, and I think that is the power of the work that is in the shadow effect. Mm-hmm. You know, in the old days, we would say it's a sin, right? It's wrong. It's a character defect. What am
yes.
I going to do to get rid of it?
Right.
I'm going to pray to God to get rid of it. I'm going to cover it up. I'm going to be the opposite. But that's what makes them beach balls. And in this, it's kind of counterintuitive what we do, but, you know, Patricia, you know this comment, what we resist persists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we're resisting these parts, as we're judging them, we're actually adding more fuel to them. Mm-hmm. And so in the shadow effect, we are teaching people this new paradigm where we're not hating parts of our humanity, but we're having compassion for all aspects mm-hmm. of our humanity, where we're learning to mm-hmm. love that which we've judged, and we realize when we, you know, the subtitle is illuminating, right, the hidden power of the true self. When we illuminate, bring light to these parts that we have shamed and been horrified by, they actually set us free.
Now, that doesn't mean we repeat them again, Debbie.
Well, this is what you find, is that when they're no longer beach balls, it's unlikely that they're going to bounce up and hit you in the face, because mm-hmm. instead they're floating on the surface of your conscious mind.
You've made peace with them. All right, folks, you're welcome to give us a call to speak to the renowned Debbie Ford, the author, co-author of The Shadow Effect and author of many best-selling books, 438-WPRO, 800-321-WPRO. Now, Debbie, in this book in the back, you have a test, which I have to tell you I took. And it's a test really to see how well you handled your shadow side.
Yes, how'd you do, Patricia?
Actually, I did pretty well. I did around 25, I think.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I did 25. And then I added a couple more on just, you know, for good measure. And I still was in that range. But and what this does is it speaks to really forgiving yourself. So questions are like, do you often feel phony, inauthentic, or find that it takes a lot of effort for people to perceive you? Or if your friends and workers interviewed you, would they say you complain a lot or a little? And I mean, it goes on to many specific things. But it speaks about your own self-worth, Debbie.
Yes. And see, I think what has been missing for a lot of people is that they think they're going to get their self-esteem or their self-worth by getting rid of this bad person inside of them and just fully being this good person. And I think mm-hmm. that's maybe one of the biggest, most damaging mm-hmm. lies. We all have a bad girl or a bad boy mm-hmm. inside. We've all done things that make mistakes. We've all done things that we're ashamed of. And our job is not to hate these parts, not to shame ourselves, not to guilt ourselves, but to learn from these things and to forgive ourselves.
Well, let me ask you about 12-step groups, because so many people are in 12-step groups, which can be based on Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, but it can be sex addicts, love addicts, gambling addicts, overeating, debting, shopping. I mean, they have groups for everything. And so the question is, they do talk about character defects, and they also do talk about, you know, the higher power. How does that tie in with this, Debbie?
Well, you know, one of the things that is asked of people in 12 steps is to, and I think it's the seventh step or something, to ask God to remove these defects of character.
Yes.
Now, in my work, and I have a lot of people, and I just spoke at an addiction conference. So in my work, we would say to ask God to remove the behaviors, Mm-hmm. It's really the behaviors, not the actual qualities. Mm-hmm. And so when we understand this, we can make peace with the quality, which will then give us the power of choice. Mm-hmm. See, most of us have no choice. Our shadow self is driving us. We decided, I'm not going to be like my mother. We work, we work, we work, we work to be not like our mothers.
And then we're like them.
Like our fathers, or like that bad uncle, or whatever it is, or that inconsiderate teacher, you know, and then we become like that. You know, in this work, it's like distinguishing, first of all, that we are, and this is where Deepak Chopra changes the world. When he brought out this conversation of that we are a microcosm of the macrocosm, and I'm going to say that in English, it means that each of us possess every quality that exists in the planet, exists within us, whether it's a lying dormant in us or it's active in us. And that when we understand that, then we understand that we are all powerful, we are all beautiful, we are all geniuses, we are all competent, we are all successful, we are all rich. And on the other end of it, we are all mean, and we are all unworthy, and we are all, you know, dysfunctional. So when we're standing in this new view of the universe, which has been proven, you know, take a good person and put them in a bad situation, they will do bad things after a while. You know, Mother Teresa said herself when they asked her, what made you so good? What made you do this? And you know what she said, Patricia? She said, I found myself attracted to what Hitler was saying, and I decided to do the opposite. She didn't say, I found myself attracted to what Hitler was saying, and I beat myself up for the rest of my life and hid. I owned it, I embraced it, and I was able to make a new choice.
Wonder. And on that note, we're going to take a break. Oh, Debbie, so inspirational. My guest is Debbie Ford. She's the co-author of the new book, The Shadow Effect, with Deepak Chopra and Marianne Williamson. There is also a wonderful movie called The Shadow Effect, which I have watched. And if you get the book, you can take the test in the back about The Shadow Effect. It's very good. We're going to come back with Debbie Ford after the break. You can give us a call for questions for Debbie, 438-WPRO, 800-321-WPRO. You're listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO, 99.7 FM, and on the web at 630WPRO.com. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO 99.7 FM and on the web at 630WPRO.com. I'm holding up our author's book on the web, The Shadow Effect. My guest is the world-renowned and best-selling New York Times author, Debbie Ford. Debbie Ford is the author of many books, including the New York Times best-selling The Dark Side of the Light Chasers, The Secret of the Shadow, The 21-Day Consciousness Cleanse, The Right Questions, Spiritual Divorce, and The Best Year of Your Life. She's the founder of the Ford Institute for Transformational Training, and you can visit her at debbieford.com. Her brand new book is written with Deepak Chopra and Marianne Williamson, and it is The Shadow Effect, Illuminating the Hidden Power of Your True Self. You can give us a call at 438-WPRO, 800-321-WPRO with questions for Debbie. Welcome back, Debbie.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're talking about the shadow side. So how do you identify it, and how can you actually use that shadow side effectively, or that character defect?
Okay, so well, let's take everybody through one. So if you look out in the outer world and you look at the one person that's bothering you the most right now, whether annoying you or making you angry or have some energy, this is how we know it's a shadow, right? We find that quality. So let's say I just had somebody do this in my shadow process last week. They didn't like their mother. They held the resentment. They didn't want to give it up because they felt like their mother was mean. Okay? So this woman, you could tell, Patricia, she had the sweetest look on her face. She was very humble and quiet. Like, if you looked at her, you would just say, sweet, 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 sweet. So she didn't want to embrace her mean mother. But what she realized is that she's always been attracting mean people, whether it's her boss or one of her children being mean to her. Mm-hmm. So we take this quality that she deems unacceptable, which is her shadow side. So I start to look with her, because remember, we're not just going into acceptance. which I think is what keeps people stuck. They go, okay, well, I can accept that I've been mean before. We look around her life. She had a very hard time even finding a time that she was mean. And finally I ask her, what do you say to yourself in the mirror? What did you say to yourself last week in the mirror that was mean or in your mind? And all of a sudden she, of course, realized that she told herself she was ugly and that she's getting too old. And, you know, she gave me a list of mean things, right? If we just look, they're mean. Then I asked her, because she couldn't see how she was mean to anybody else except herself,
mm-hmm.
which I reminded her that you're the only self that you were given to take care of. So if you're mean to yourself, that doesn't make you any better than being mean to somebody else. And so then I looked at her with her to see how could the mean part of you be powerful? Like if you could embrace it, not as this negative, horrible character defect, but as a part of you that you might need. I asked her, do you ever people please? Yes, all the time. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel? It makes me feel weak and powerless, and I've never gone after my dreams. What kind of person would you be if you told people, no, you can't do it? I'd be mean.
Ah, there it is.
There it is.
So
now you and I could say, well, that's not really true, that's taking care, but
no,
in
but
her
it's stopping
mind,
her from reaching her goals.
Exactly. And in her mind, this is what I want people to get, because people get all crazy here and they go, oh, no, but that's not really mean. For her, and that's all that matters is for you, for her, it would be mean.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has never been able to ask for what she wants. She's never been able to tell her boss or the people around her, no, I can't do it, because it would be mean. She can't tell the truth. She's a complete liar, which I then took her to show her how mean that is, to tell people, yes, I'll do that, no problem, when it is a problem for you. That's mean. It's mean for both sides. So this is why it's so important, Patricia. When people do shadow work, they get back their power. They get to be, you said the word earlier, authentic.
Mm-hmm.
To be authentic is all we long for, because when we're being authentic, we find peace. We make healthy choices. We don't have to be who we think we need to be. We can be who we are. And yeah, go ahead.
And so many times, you know, these patterns that we have, we're not doing them on purpose, Debbie. They came from our backgrounds, from our family of origin issues. I mean, this is what we're bringing out. And so we're not doing it purposefully.
Exactly. And people, you know, we are so hard on ourselves. The thing that we're all missing is this word called, this feeling called compassion.
Mm.
To understand. I mean, if, in fact, anybody listening took their whole history of times they were teased or hurt or abandoned or left or lied to or betrayed, on and on, shamed, if we put that in front of any of us, we would all start crying and treat ourselves like a million pounds of gold.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what shadow work allows us, to open our hearts to these parts of ourselves, to these qualities that were deemed unacceptable when we were young. You know, don't be stupid, don't be an idiot, don't be a liar, don't be greedy, don't be, you know, great, don't be too loud, don't be too talented, don't be conceited, don't think you're too much, you know, you're unworthy. We have to learn to love each and every quality that exists inside of us. Then we become free human beings.
Mm, so beautifully said. Wow. Where are you going to be next in terms of how people can find you or hear you or watch you?
Oh, I would love for people to, if they join on my email list, I send a weekly blog out into people's inbox, so three times a month, so they can join me on Facebook, on Twitter. My calendar is on DebbieFord.com. They can go on the Shadow Effect Facebook page as well. I post a lot of, and Twitter, I post a lot of powerful questions to help people work through some of their things. I'm sure I'm on the road somewhere, Patricia, but I can't remember.
That's all right. And you give workshops all over the country.
Yes, and the next shadow process, if anybody has the desire, it is an amazing 3-day journey that will blow your mind.
Oh, amazing. And you were on Larry King about 3 or 4 months ago, and I saw that.
That was fun with Michael Beckwith and James von Prague.
Yeah, that was really great. All right, Debbie,
and
we're going to close your message for us. Your final thoughts.
My final thought is that our job as human and spiritual beings is to learn to love ourselves. And it's not just to love the good self. It's not just to love ourselves when we have a job or enough money in the bank or everybody's doing what we want. But how do we love ourselves deeply for our imperfections, for our flaws, for our mistakes, for our bad judgment? How do we love ourselves? And this is the work that when we do that, it gives us everything else we want, because the outer world is a reflection of our internal world. And if you work on your internal world and loving your internal world, then everything in your outer world will shift.
Thank you so much, Debbie, for being on the program. Thank you. Thank you. Stay on the line for a minute. My guest has been Debbie Ford, author, co-author of The Shadow Effect, Illuminating the Hidden Power of Your True Self, which she has written with Deepak Chopra and Marianne Williamson. Coming up next will be Marla Martinson, Diary of a Beverly Hills Matchmaker, and she is a matchmaker. So for those of you who are single, get in ready with your questions. You're listening to Patricia Raskin Positive Living right here on News Talk 630 WPRO 99.7 FM and on the web at 630WPRO.com. We'll be right back.